This is In Our Own Voices, amplifying the LGBTQ+ community. I'm DJ El Toro, one of the program producers, and joining me today is Dr. Eric Plemons, assistant professor of anthropology at the University of Arizona and author of The Look of a Woman, Facial Feminization Surgery and the Aims of Trans Medicine. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you explain to our listeners what facial feminization surgery is and why it's so important to some trans women?
Facial feminization surgery, or FFS, is a set of bone and soft tissue reconstructive surgical procedures that aim to make faces look more feminine. They can be hugely intrusive or just a few interventions, so it doesn't really name a particular set of things so much as a goal of surgical intervention. For example, you could look at the transformations of Caitlyn Jenner's face over the many years, and in her case, you would have seen many slow changes over time, as opposed to some trans women who undergo a really transformative set of procedures all at once.
Sex and gender are two totally different ideas. One is a biological and physiological set of characteristics. The other is a socially constructed idea. But your book is actually arguing that our definition of sex perhaps can change.
Absolutely. And if you look over time, it has changed. One of the ways that it's changed is precisely that you just enumerated this distinction between these two things, which has not always been commonly understood way of dividing up categories of bodies. In the book, it's not just about facial feminization surgery itself, but what they're asking from when they go to the doctor changes because what it means to be sexed or gendered is changing too.
Do you foresee a future as these ideas evolve where perhaps facial feminization surgery will become less popular and less common because people's ideas of what actually constitutes femininity will have evolved?
It's certainly possible. These things change all the time. Who you are, who your social group is, there's not really a set thing that masculinity is or femininity is. My expectation is it will always change, but for whom and how, that's an open question.
Can you talk a little bit about the sort of socioeconomic ramifications of FFS? Because obviously these are not inexpensive procedures.
Some of the stories that I tell are about the ways that people found the money to get these things done. You know, those who are a part of the socioeconomic group of privilege could cash in their retirement accounts or sell a property or do other kinds of things that resourced people can do. Other people went into significant personal debt to the point of bankruptcy or had parents who cashed in their life insurance policies or other things that are ways of understanding just how important the intervention are to people, but also give you a sense of the sort of economic precarity that's oftentimes involved in procedures when insurance companies have decided they are beyond the pale of what they'll cover. One of the issues around insurance access is trying to define from an insurer's perspective what transition medicine is. How can you say something is or is not cosmetic when the very idea of femaleness is bound up with ideas of beauty? Those things are sort of ongoing.
Do you have another big project on the horizon?
I have a couple of things that I'm working on. One of them is looking at how U.S. institutions are trying to respond to a growing demand for trans healthcare. So I have an article coming out now that's looking at the fact that decades of insurance exclusion hasn't only kept trans people out of hospitals, it's also kept surgeons from knowing how to do this work at all. And it's also kept clinical workflows from including the best practices of trans medicine. So just because there's insurance access doesn't mean that access can do anything just yet. And so I'm looking at this lag in between.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Eric Plemons, author of The Look of a Woman, Facial Feminization Surgery and the Aims of Trans Medicine. This has been In Our Own Voices, amplifying the LGBTQ+ community, 91.3 KXCI, Tucson's community radio station.